And now this is a dictation for Sarah Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, June 4, 81. Address as a letter to Dr. Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, a follow-up for Mrs. Curtis has neurogenic bladder, cerebral palsy, bilateral lower extremity weakness. She gets injection with Botox, B-O-T-O-X, every 6 months. Post-procedure, there is always urinary retention. Has a folate catheter, hopefully removed in the next few days. Follows with urology Dr. Witsky, W-I-T-S-K-E-Y. Takes antibiotics. There has been few days after recent procedure, some bleeding. She thinks it's more vaginal type, needs to follow with gynecology. Denies fever, abdominal or back pain. Isolated nausea, no vomiting. Isolated diarrhea, no persistent and no bleeding. Antibiotic was the fosfomycin, F-O-S-F-O-M-Y-C-I-N. Has a chronic back pain, kind of fatigue all the time, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Has seen infectious diseases at Midland, Dr. Person, P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Next paragraph, medication list review. Takes a long list of medications for her neurological condition. Rarely takes ibuprofen. Takes antidepressants, medication for chronic headaches. She is on biological treatment with Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A. Sometimes takes Dilaudid, narcotic for pain control. Next paragraph, today weight 156, blood pressure 98 over 80, no respiratory distress. She's alert or intestine 3. Respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, folic catheter in place, some traumatic hematuria, no costo vertebral angle tenderness, no gross abdominal distension or tenderness, no gross edema. She has underlying cerebral palsy, lower extremities. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. September 11 today, normal sodium, potassium acid base, creatinine at 1.0, baseline 0.8, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, present GFR remains better than 60, normal white blood cell platelets, normal hemoglobin. In the emergency room a few days ago, August 30, pregnancy test was negative. At that time, there was low bicarbonate that has resolved. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, cerebral palsy, lower extremity weakness. Next number, neurogenic bladder, followed with urology, infectious diseases. Procedures, Botox as indicated above, urinary retention, recurrent urinary tract infection. There has been discussions, questions, suprapubic catheter. There is also concern, vaginal as well as question, rectal bleeding, needs to follow by gynecologist. Continual management of her underlying anxiety, depression, migraines, rheumatoid arthritis, neurological condition. She knows the pros and cons of potential antibiotic prophylaxis with potential selection of a resistant bacteria. She needs to balance all the options, including suprapubic catheter, to find out what is providing her the better quality of life. Unfortunately, her neurological condition is not reversible, and is more trying to find what works best for her with the least amount of side effects. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.